Welcome to Meacham's Roundtable here on the Jeff Meacham Network. It is Friday, January 10th. The first full week of the year is in the books. We look forward to the weekend. Two major shows on the horizon in the world of professional wrestling. We're not going to preview Impact's Hard to Kill because, quite frankly, not enough of my team is watching Impact, and I'm trying to get a team together to review the show, but that's not why we're here today. We are here today to give our in-depth preview of this weekend, this Sunday's actually, for the first time I can remember, a UK takeover for NXT is going to be on a Sunday. It's NXT UK Takeover Blackpool 2. And I am joined by a wide variety of experts here today on Meach's Roundtable. First off, from the Aftermatch Wrestling NXT team, one of our biggest contributors to Talk Wrestling this week, which, again, I thank you so much for that, Colin. You have more questions coming next week for sure. Colin Andrews here, everybody. What's up, Colin?
Hey, what's happening, boys? What's happening?
And go ahead, Colin. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just another cold, windy day here outside of Cleveland. How's everyone doing today?
What is up with Cleveland and the no DQ galaxy, man? It seems like that's the center of the world for us.
I mean, Cleveland rocks, dude.
Cleveland rocks, that's right. That's right. From the speaking of no DQ, from the no DQ review team, one of our good buddies, another longtime friend of the show and friend of mine, Big G. What up, Big? Oh, by the way, Big G, for those of you that don't know, he's going to get married, so big ups to Big G.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good, guys. Just chilling on this lovely Wednesday. Got some snow outside. I got the Disney Plus on my TV and, you know, just relaxing and ready to talk to you guys about some TakeOver Blackpool 2.
Disney Plus is one of the best things in what was a crappy 2019. No question about it. Plus, it's beautiful. I mean, Colin, you got kids. I got kids. You know, Disney Plus is just a godsend.
Oh, dude, I watch it more than they do.
Right? So am I. Yeah. True that. And from the East Coast, our good buddy who was I actually appeared on his show at one point, and happy to have him on the podcast. Mike, what up, Mike?
How you doing, guys? What's going on? How's everybody? You know, it's a cold day here in New York. So, you know, hopefully this panel will, you know, warm you up, you know, and get us ready for Sunday because it's snowing out here too. So,
yeah.
So we've got Cleveland. We've got Big G. You're a Steelers fan, correct?
Yes.
And Mike, you're in New York. Are any of our teams still in the hunt at this point in the NFL?
No, I don't think so.
No. The season is for everybody. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, enough of the gaga. It's time to get down to why we're here. Arguably, I think this is the most anticipated UK takeover that we've had of the three. Colin, would you agree with that?
Yes, but no, because I mean, the first one, when they announced the first one, this one, you know, that the anticipation level I know on my end going into the first one was off the charts. So, I don't know, man, it's hard to tell, but I'm super, super excited for this. So,
yeah, I mean, I made the unfortunate mistake of not keeping up with NXT UK until this last week. So, my Monday night was spent on a 8-hour binge of catching up. So I know what I'm talking about. Thank God for that. And it's going to be hopefully a good panel. Let's start off with the first, one of the undercard matches, the non-title matches. We've got Tyler Bate against Jordan Devlin in what has become a, you know, almost a fight for respect, because Jordan Devlin, my goodness, he's been, you know, campaigning for, you know, a big UK takeover moment, NXT UK takeover moment. And it's hard to argue that this is going to be his big moment, because hard to disagree, because he's facing the original United Kingdom champion. Big G, what do you see happening between Tyler Bate and Jordan Devlin this Sunday?
It's going to be a fight. Like you said, I think it's all about respect. Jordan Devlin, you know, he's been, like you said, pushing to get a big takeover fight. I think the last time we saw him on takeover was against Finn Balor, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
And he lost against Finn Balor. You know, Tyler Bate, big strong boy. He's doing his own thing right now, as well as Trent Seven and Pete Dunne. And all three of them are great single competitors. And I think this match could be like the dark horse match of the night, in my opinion.
Sleeper match.
Sleeper match. Thank you.
Yeah. All good. So who do you see coming out on top, sir?
I'm going to have to go with Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate's going to get this win.
All right. Makes sense to me. Mike, what's in New York about this match?
So the interesting thing about this is, like, what Big G was just saying, excuse me, about Jordan Devlin. I actually remember the match with Finn Balor, and it actually made me a Jordan Devlin fan because I wasn't really that familiar with his work. So I think Tyler Bate is already, like, a made guy. You know, he's the first ever UK champion, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like he's already there. I think Jordan Devlin actually is going to win this match. I think he needs it more than Tyler Bate.
Colin, what about you, sir? What do you think is going to take place between these two tremendous athletes?
All right. The big, strong boy, Tyler Bate. He is 0-2 out of the NXT UK TakeOver events. He lost last January as part of Mustache Mountain to the Grizzled Young Veterans in the finals of the first ever NXT UK Tag Team Champions. And then you saw him lose to Walter at NXT TakeOver Cardiff in August. So as Mike was saying, he is an established guy. And then you have Jordan Devlin, okay? Jordan Devlin he's been given opportunities, but not too many. He's the Irish ace for a reason. He is in my opinion, the top contender for a mid-card title when NXT UK finally gets it. Hopefully they bring back that European championship. It just fits so perfect. But anyways, I am actually going to predict that Jordan Devlin goes over Tyler Bate in this match. I think that 2020 is going to be the year of the ace.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Honestly, it's one of those things where, yes, Tyler Bate, you know, is 0-2 on takeovers, and yes, he could definitely, you know, use a victory to kind of get his singles career back on track. But at the same time, Jordan Devlin is on the cusp of greatness, and I think over that hill, if you will, he needs a big win, and beating Tyler Bate would be that career-defining win as far as his NXT UK career goes. So I think he definitely needs it more than Tyler does, so I'm going to go with him to win that one for sure.
Hey, Jeff, just a quick question. Do you think it's going to be a clean win?
I think of the two undercard matches, it will not be the clean win.
Okay. All right.
I think that the next match between Trent Seven and Eddie Dennis, I don't know why I feel this way. We'll go ahead and get into my prediction right now. I think that Eddie Dennis is going to get a surprise clean victory over Trent Seven. I'm not sure why that is stuck in my craw, but it is. I have a feeling that, you know, he may cheat throughout the match, but I think the end result is going to be him going over with a surprise clean finish. And Colin, am I way off base on that?
Oh no, not at all, man. I actually have written in my notes Dennis over Seven.
Nice.
So I don't know how much you guys pay attention to the indie scene in the UK, but Eddie Dennis is actually your current Progress Unified World Champion, and he beat Walter for that championship just a few months ago. So he's no one to be, you know, no reason to sleep on him. He's back, obviously doing something with an established name like Trent Seven for a reason. And anytime he's gotten any momentum in the past, he's gotten injured. So hopefully this is his time, and I'm going Eddie Dennis.
Very good. Mike, we'll go with Mike next. Mike, what do you think?
Okay, you both made great points about Eddie Dennis. I think, you know, similar to Jordan Devlin, I think that Eddie Dennis gets over more by, you know, beating Trent Seven than, you know, giving, you know, the old college try, you know. So I feel like this will be the match, you know. I'm going to agree with you guys. I think Eddie Dennis over Trent Seven. I don't think this hurts Trent Seven at all. And I think it will help Eddie Dennis to get a strong win over an established guy like Trent Seven.
Big G, are we going to make it unanimous?
Oh, man. I'm going to be the odd man out. I'm going to have to go with Trent Seven with this win. Both men, I think, are winless at TakeOver events. They both didn't have a match at TakeOver Cardiff, obviously. You know, Eddie Dennis was out, and I think Seven was hurt as well at the time. Dennis, he's still young in NXT UK, you know, still very fresh. Because he wasn't, he had that one match with Mastiff at TakeOver, the first one. Mm-hmm. And Trent Seven with Mustache Mountain, they didn't win their tag team match at the first TakeOver Blackpool. And Eddie Dennis, he's got a long career ahead of him. Like Colin said, he's the Progress champion right now. So he's got that going for him, at least in the UK. And NXT UK, you know, he's got a long career ahead of him, and I believe Trent Seven just needs to win a little bit more than Eddie Dennis at this moment.
Wow. Yeah. Big G with the bold prediction. I love it. I dig it. I dig it the most. All right, so let's get into the title matches. First of all, I'm going to go with the tag team title match first, even though it's going to be a higher profile match. I want to save the women for the semi-main on this show because I love the women's division. It's a tag team title match. It's a not only is it a fatal four-way, but it is a ladder match. And it's going to feature Gallus members Wolfgang and Mark Coffey defending against the Grizzled Young Veterans against Eichner and Bartel from Imperium and Webster and Andrews, whatever you want to call him. This has the potential to be one of those ladder matches that lives on in the annals of WWE history and also has the potential to be completely batshit crazy. Would you agree, Mike?
Yeah, I definitely would. This is one of the matches I'm looking forward to the most, to be honest with you. It might be my personal favorite. And just looking at this, I think I'm going to go Imperium on this one. I feel like they're setting up towards like Imperium and Undisputed Era. I feel like on Worlds Collide, I believe that's happening. I think it'll be more interesting with all the members of Imperium having, you know, championships versus the Undisputed Era with, you know, Adam Cole being the world champion over there. So I feel like that makes the most sense to me. I like all of these teams, I really do, but I'm gonna go with Imperium.
You make an interesting point. I'll give my thoughts after Colin. Colin, what do you got for us?
All right, I'm gonna agree with a lot of Mike what Mike had to say. A couple of weeks ago, I stated in our NXT team after match group chat that as soon as those like two matches were announced, I was like, all right, Imperium's got to win those straps because they're gonna roll in the Worlds Collide and have all the belts, and then maybe somehow. I'm hoping it just because it needs to happen. There needs to be a mid-card title, and hopefully something maybe gets announced. And before Worlds Collide, we have a mid-card title in NXT UK, and Alexander Wolf holds it. I think that would be awesome to have a 4-on-4 clash of the champions. But I'm going to go Imperium to rock the win on this one. But I see the South Wales subculture rocking some straight aerial assaults that are going to leave us in awe. So,
yeah. That's so, you know, I had this detailed paragraph here talking about, you know, of all the teams in this match, the one team that hasn't, you know, really had a chance to completely shine like they should have as tag team champions was the veterans. And, you know, these two guys really got the shaft, they feel, from Saint and from Sid. And, you know, it was going to be, you know, like you said, the two boys from Wales are going to really steal the show, and maybe they had a chance. But my goodness, this Worlds Collide argument really has me having the moment here. I'm going to go with you guys, say Imperium gets the reps.
All right.
All right.
Big G, what do you think?
Big G.
Yeah, I'm going with Imperium or Imperium.
Imperium.
You know, I got to go. I got to go with Marcel Bartel and Fabian Aichner. Just two badass dudes, one from Italy, one from Germany. You know, Mark Andrews and, oh my God, I can't think of his name now.
Flash Morgan Webster.
Yeah, thank you, Flash Morgan Webster. Like you said, Colin, they're just going to be flying around the ring, especially with the ladders in there. You know, the grizzled young veterans, they're going to do whatever they can to win back the titles. And Gallus, obviously, trying to retain the titles. But we all are going with Imperium, and the whole thing with Clash of the Champions at Worlds Collide sounds like the moneymaker right there.
All right. You know that is sacred, my friends.
Yeah. You know what's great about the next two weekends? Not only do we get both Gallus and Imperium themes on the same show, but next week we get Imperium and Undisputed Era's themes in the same map.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty. I think this is going to steal the show, though. I really do. I think this ladder match is going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things where it has the potential to steal any show, and I think it's going to go above and beyond that. I really do.
Yeah.
So next up for the NXT UK Women's Championship, we have the second UK Women's Champion, Toni Storm, along with Piper Niven, both challenging Kaylee Ray in a triple threat match. This is interesting to me. And as a longtime fan, as everybody knows of women's wrestling, a longtime supporter of wrestling, I love that they've got, you know, these quality women's wrestlers, these quality female athletes in the UK competing for the UK Women's Championship in NXT UK. And I just love that, you know, Piper Niven is getting the chance to shine. I love that Tony's back. I'm so glad she's back, as people I know. People on Aftermatch just crap on Tony, and I totally get it. I get it. But, you know, I personally think that, you know, we're going to see a retention here because, you know, actually, I think we're going to see a retention in the main event. So I'm going to make a bold prediction to start us off here and say that Piper Niven is the one that walks out of Blackpool. With
wow.
Again, people are going to crap me for that because people don't like Piper either. But I'm actually big on all three of these women. And I know, Colin, you're biting at it and you want to chat. So I'm going to make you wait till last just to be a dick. Mike, go ahead.
All right. So I don't share the same sentiments about Toni Storm as some people. I actually like Toni. And I am happy she's back. With that being said, I don't think she's going to win this. I like Piper also, but I feel like she's not ready for it yet. So I'm going to go with Kaylee Ray to retain. She was just involved with, you know, the NXT War Games show and everything like that. She's getting a big push on the regular NXT show and in the UK. I feel like they're really trying to, like, make her a legitimate champion. In order for that to happen, she needs to retain here. So I'm going with Kaylee Ray to retain.
All right. Big G, what do you think?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Kaylee Ray to retain as well. It's going to be a good match. I do like all three of them. Toni Storm, though, I think it's time for her to have a heel run. And after the match, you know, she attacks Piper Niven, turns heel, gets a fresh start in NXT UK. And then eventually, you know, Kaylee Ray loses the title. And then whoever the babyface champion is, Toni Storm will go after, you know, be the heel and go after the babyface.
Big G brings up a good point, because I just forgot about the last television show with Tony and Piper. I don't know if you guys saw the last NXT show as we record this, that aired. They were kind of like planting the seed. So I could definitely see Toni Storm turning heel, you know, at the show.
Colin, you're more familiar with Toni, I think, than any of us. Has she ever had a heel run?
They tried to do something. I'm pretty sure, like, right at the rip of her title reign, they tried to give her some type of bitchy attitude or something. I can't remember. It's been a while. But but I have Kaylee Ray written down as the winner of this match, because as we did see last week, we saw Storm and Piper go at it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Toni was a ballsy bitch for headbutting, or Piper was a ballsy bitch for headbutting Toni with the spiky hat.
Oh, yeah.
But I see them focusing more on each other than Kaylee Ray, because, yes, they're going to keep trying to get at Kaylee Ray, and then it's just going to break down, and those two are just going to keep going at each other, and then Kaylee Ray is going to slip in somehow, just like she won that battle royal to be number one contender for that title. Slip in and take the victory. So I'm going Kaylee Ray, and then yeah, maybe Toni Storm can get the old Io Shirai treatment and launch her to a bigger, better platform, I guess, because Io Shirai, when she turned heel, changed her music, changed her look just a little bit, did wonderful things for her. So this could be Tony's moment to make me a fan.
I was gonna say, well Tony's heel run get you back on the light side of the force with her?
I mean, it could be a start, yeah. But we just have to, you know,
I hate staying alone over here. It sucks. It's lonely over here. Oh, well. All right, so we are on now to the main event. Something that honestly has been building for a year. Honestly, that's been building since the takeover in Blackpool last year. If y'all remember last year's takeover Blackpool event, as Pete Dunne stood victorious over Joe Coffey, out came Walter, making his debut on the NXT UK brand, and he has been nothing short of dominant this entire last year he's been with the brand. He is the world champion, although people don't call it world champion, but you know, he is the champion of the brand, the United Kingdom champion, so whatever. He is the top guy. And Joe Coffey is feeling like, you infringed on my space, dude, and this is our kingdom, and Imperium may be your, you know, sacred mat lovers, but this is our house, bitch. So what happens on Sunday? I think it's going to be nothing short of just knockdown, drag out. Walter's going to chop the shit out of Coffey. Coffee's going to pound the shit out of Walter. It's just going to be barbaric, I think. But I definitely think Walter's going to retain, and I think you'll agree, Colin. Yes?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you 100% on that, because, again, I'm with my previous prediction of Imperium winning the tag titles, I'm setting up for Imperium to be holding all the gold. And
right.
I mean, it's going to be an awesome match. I see Gallus and Imperium getting involved at some point. I don't know how many Ara Best for the Bells we're going to see, but I'm assuming Walter's going to kick out of at least two. And they're just going to tear it down. And maybe with Walter retaining, I don't know who they can bring in, but maybe someone will pop up at the end to throw everyone for a loop when a really sweet go home. I don't know. So,
Big G, you've been, you know, you guys, I don't know how often you talk about the UK brand on the No DQ review, but, you know, it's Walter has just been so dominant, and Gallus is really starting to make an impression. Where do you think this match is going to go?
I mean, you guys literally took the words out of my mouth. It's going to be a slugfest between these two. You know, Walter's been dominant ever since he debuted at last year's Blackpool Takeover. Joe Coffey, like you said, this is pretty much their kingdom, and Imperium is invading their kingdom, pretty much gang warfare. As far as on the review that we barely talk about UK takeovers, I'm going to have to go with Walter on retaining the title. Like Colin said, I can see both Gallus and Imperium coming out and, you know, trying to distract each other's opponents and whatnot. And Walter will get the win in the end.
All right. Big Mike, New York.
Yeah, I think it's unanimous here. I'm going to go with Walter also. It's going to be UK strong style at its finest. I really think that this match, you know, you're going to have two men just going out there. It's going to feel like a fight. It's going to be great. But I think that Walter's going to retain, and it's going to take us into, like I said previously, you know, our storyline with Undisputed Era. So, but I'm looking forward to it either way. You guys all made great points, and I agree with everything you guys said. So I'm looking forward to it.
Let me ask you this, Colin, first of all. Do you think they're putting enough emphasis on Sunday's show? And are they honestly, you know, making us all, you know, try to think what we're thinking, that, you know, we're going to see the two teams all be champions next weekend, and on, or excuse me, 2 weekends from now. I keep forgetting this 2 weeks apart. I'm sorry, guys. when Worlds Collide, they announced this 8-man tag, and people are salivating at the fact we're going to see there against Imperium. You know, are these matches almost a foregone conclusion, Colin, or are we gonna, has the TV been built up enough where we have a little bit of doubt as to the outcome of all of these?
Well, I mean, asterisks, cards subject to change.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things that can pop up and change at any moment. But honestly, either way, if Imperium goes in there with just Walter as champion, or honestly, with no titles at all, or with all of them, it's still going to be something that people have wanted to see since the inception of Rimkopf Jr., which we call Imperium. But, I mean, I think either way, it's going to be a dynamite match and a dynamite show. And besides Worlds Collide, they haven't promoted really anything but that 8-man tag. So,
right.
I think they've been doing a decent job of building. And if we can only get a couple decent plugs during the main show, you know, like Raw and SmackDown on Fox especially, maybe people will tune in a little bit more. But I didn't see a single plug for it on Raw this past Monday.
I was going to say, they seem to really be banking on the NXT and NXT UK audiences, the niche audiences, to really appeal to them to get eyes on Worlds Collide, because there is only that one match signed so far. And, you know, honestly, yeah, they're talking about it on both shows, but they're not really having, you know, the four members of Imperium or the four members of Undisputed Era to really start to talk about this match. So in theory, once Sunday is over, you've got 2 weeks for them to really kick the feud into high gear. I'm not sure that's the smartest option. Big G, am I wrong there?
No, I don't think you are at all. You know, it is 2 weeks, you know, apart. But, you know, with NXT and NXT UK, I mean, they could fast-pace these storylines to where you would actually care about these matches. You know, once they do announce more matches, I mean, they could have, you know, Imperium show up on NXT tonight, or, you know, on Wednesday night, for example, to start building it up. And we know that they tape NXT UK, so they could have, you know, Undisputed show up there to, you know, continue the feud. That way you have somewhat of a build to when Worlds Collide happen, or it's just, you know, no build up at all when it happens, and you just have a great match. and right. no storyline needed whatsoever.
Makes sense.
I think think with like a match like that with the 4-on-4, you know, Imperium and Undisputed Era match, like I feel like that's a match you don't really need to build up, like you know, like you guys were just saying. I think that fans want to see that automatically, you know what I mean? So it's like they don't have to waste, like, I shouldn't say waste, but they're not going to spend as much time as they would trying to promote a match that people are going to watch either way. You know, the people that want to see it, they're gonna watch it either way. So I feel like, to answer Jeff's earlier question about is it a mistake that they haven't been, you know, really promoting it on, you know, Raw and SmackDown? I think it is, but I get, you know, why they're not doing it. I think they look at NXT and NXT UK, like you said, as a niche crowd, for a niche audience. And, you know, I wish they would show more of, like, you know, NXT UK stuff on Raw and SmackDown, and, you know, even on NXT, regular NXT show. So, and maybe we'll still get that. Maybe we will get, you know, more promotion on those shows. But even if they don't, I feel like if it's good enough, people are going to see it. They're going to talk about it, and you're going to hear about it either way. So, you know, either way, I think it's a win-win for WWE.
All right. Well, we thank you for everybody's inputs. Let me get us some promotion. First of all, Mike, where can we find you on social media, and are you still doing your podcast?
I do a podcast. It's not my, like, I used to do a wrestling podcast, and now I'm doing more for like music and like hip hop and things of that nature. But I still do wrestling related things on my YouTube channel. If you have me on YouTube, subscribe. It's Person 90. It's Persin 90 on YouTube. That's where you can find me. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's DJ Mike EQ on Twitter, and that's how you can contact me on social media.
We will definitely put that in the byline of today's show. Big G, NoDQ.com, of course, for all the latest news and everything. But where can we see you besides the infamous NoDQ review show? What's up on Big G's end?
So you guys can go to NoDQ.com/BigG. That takes you to my Twitter page. If you guys want to follow me, you can follow me. NoDQ_BigG on Instagram and Jeff Hiltz on Facebook.
All right, Colin, I saved you for last because I am so happy. This past Wednesday on Facebook, you guys launched a new NXT team initiative, shall we say. Give us all the info.
Yeah, so, you know, it's something that's kind of been talked about but not really talked about, like, fully. But Jerry Wednesday morning, decided to launch a Facebook page for our group, Aftermatch Wrestling. So find it on Facebook at Aftermatch Wrestling. That's all one word, AFTERMATCH space wrestling. You can find the same thing for YouTube and on Instagram. It's Aftermatch_wrestling. Spread the word on us there. Stefan and Jerry do a fantastic job with What's NXT and the NXT Party. You can find them every Thursday and Friday morning. They do a great job over there. So, yeah, please follow our new page and tell your friends, tell your grandparents, coworkers, your dog, your postman. I don't care. And then you can follow me on my YouTube channel, The Cleaver Colin Andrew. I have a couple of different series I do on there. I have my prediction series, Prime Cuts, which I'll be doing for TakeOver Blackpool 2, just because that is my bread and butter. They are the best predictions you will see. Sweet to the point. They're like under 2 minutes. So swing by and hang out with me for a minute. Click the subscribe button while you're there. Follow me on Twitter at NoDQColinAndrew and on Instagram at Colin26Andrew. So thanks for having me on today, Jeff. Big G, it was cool working with you for the first time. And Mike, it was nice meeting you, man.
Nice meeting you, man. Nice meeting all of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nice meeting you guys.
Cheers.
I appreciate all you guys being on today. Thank you so much for all the insight and the in-depth talks about what's going to happen this Sunday live in Blackpool. It's noon Eastern. It's 9 a.m. Pacific, which sucks on a Sunday.
I'll be at work.
Damn you guys.
Same. I'll be at work also.
Bullshit. Anyway, for everybody on the team, I am Jeff Meacham saying we will see you guys next week on Meach's Roundtable.